According to Royal Caribbean's chief meteorologist James Van Fleet, today is the statistical peak of hurricane season. Seven cruise ships with scheduled stops to Bermuda have been rerouted due to Hurricane Florence. At 5 p.m. Monday, Florence had winds of 130 miles per hour with landfall expected in the Carolinas by late week. The only ship sailing from the Carolina region this week is Carnival Ecstasy, and that isn't expected back until Sunday. Two other storms, Hurricane Isaac and Helene, are also in the Atlantic and are worth keeping an eye on. Cruisers who are looking to go to the Caribbean on Holland America Line will soon have plenty of options to choose from. Between October 2018 and April 2019, there will be 8 ships and 100 different Holland America cruises out of Florida. These sailings will range from 3 to 21 days, including the newest addition to the fleet, New Stottendam, this December. And finally, Carnival Cruise Line is expanding their main dining room menu for cruise ships that have the Seafood Shack. You can now purchase a seafood tower for $60 that includes a variety of seafood items like oysters, steamed shrimp, a split lobster, 2 lobster claws, and 1 cluster of snow crab legs. The cruise ships offering this are Carnival Conquest, Freedom, Glory, Horizon, Liberty, Triumph, Valor, Vista, and coming soon to Carnival Sunrise and Carnival Panorama. Taking a look at the closing bell for Monday, Carnival closed at 61.99, down 7 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.42, up 5 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 123.92, down 44 cents. Get more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.